Marigold was dreaming about somebody, about a fight that she'd almost won with a man. Marigold was dreaming about a punch-up, about a scrawny neat fight on the kitchen floor. Marigold was dreaming over the stew pot, holding forth imaginary blows and scars. Yes, Marigold was dreaming. She wasn't screaming. Her high-heeled foot was pressed upon the chest of a man. All men are fools, she said, and most of them would be better if they were dead. I wish they'd all get out of my well-perm head and leave women to rule the world, leave it to the girls. Marigold was dreaming as she was creaming a big cream cake. She'd bake the cake to throw it at me. Marigold was dreaming she was a cat with claws so sharp they tore my skull away and most of the hair. Yes, Marigold was dreaming, old, old dreaming. She was richer than anybody could ever see, and she trod on me with a riches. Marigold was dreaming. She was leaping across a ravine on a horse made out of gold. Silly, you know, to think she never knew nothing that she wanted to be my best friend. She said she was almost my best friend, but there was a girl called Julie or somebody somewhere far away who she knew, who knew more than me, therefore would be a better friend in the end for her. And she said she knew anyway that most of what I said I got out of the books, and I didn't know what she was doing, and that the women were about to take over the world. I said, Marigold, your dream.